Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So,
you're fussy because...
I'm one fussy baby.
Because they weren't ready.
They weren't ready.
You were sitting here, and I know you didn't get your Rice Krispie treat.
No.
Sorry about that, buddy.
I just wanted another pound to my belly.
No, you look good.
No, you know what it is? It's a sickness.
What kind?
When you get strep or the flu or whatever this may be.
Right.
You can't
Rob.
You can't swallow, right?
Please no callbacks.
You can't swallow, so you can't eat anything.
Carrie must have strep. Hey, come on, guys.
It's a family show.
Just doing a show here.
All I've been eating for the past... I would say 72 hours.
Yeah.
Is little bits of Cheerios.
Oh, my God.
You're like a parrot.
A child. I'm like a parrot.
Toddler.
Or a toddler, as Mac would say.
Toddler. So, but what do they say? They say feed a cold, starve a fever. Did you have a fever?
I had a fever because and this is the, just as an adult, when you want to deny anything that you think is happening.
Yes.
When you wake up in a sweat and it's freezing, that means you're really sick.
Oh, yeah, you're sick.
Your body's cooking whatever virus is in you.
Got to get it out. And then a lot of people take aspirin to regulate the temperature, but you got to ride it out sometimes.
Got to get the evil out.
You need, did you take anything for it? Like, did you get a,
to the doctors.
And the doctor said, doctor!
Yeah, the bit of me getting meds from, or allegedly Oscar Schmantana getting meds from his family.
Dr. Shopper.
Yes.
In the know.
That we'll have Mickey Diamond on in the episode a little later today.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's over. They cut me off. So I had to go to a doctor like regular people. And she said, oh, here's a Z-Pak. By the way, going to the doctor just to get your meds? That blows.
You know, what you have to do is you have to foster a good...
Do it every 2 months.
You have to go... You have to foster a relationship with the doctor. But even... I've got two doctors that I've been going to forever. One I knew literally since he was a nurse. And he's my primary guy.
Yeah.
But even if I say, hey, I need this now, he says, okay... You can have it now, but you got to come in next week.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not going back. They did that same bit to me. You got to come back for the checkup. No, I don't.
Well,
I
got to
work.
I can't burn
I
that bridge.
I already missed the day.
Can't burn that bridge.
January 3rd. I missed the day January 3rd. I said no punting in 2017.
Did you have
any... January 4th. What does it say?
Did you have any soup? Did you have any Jello?
It's the 6th.
Cake.
I'm an idiot.
Cake. Small bites of cake. He's doing well.
No. I went to...
Cheerios would be the worst thing. I mean, even when you chew them up, they're abrasive.
Well...
Abrasive foods are bad.
You should also know that I went after I was at the doctor's.
Doctor!
She said, is there any way you could quarantine yourself because you wouldn't want to get anyone else sick?
Oh, that's what you want to hear, by
the way. And you know what? There's lots of space in your house. Shouldn't be a problem.
Went to my parents.
Okay,
went
perfect.
To my parents. Went to my childhood bedroom in the basement.
And they're still away.
Yes.
So you just licked all the doorknobs like they did at the Watergate.
I walked in, and all they have is Cheerios, so that's all I lived off for 48 hours.
Now, this surprises me, knowing what I know about your mom.
And cornflakes.
That she would have brand-name cereals. She doesn't have, like, Healthy-O's?
Well, they don't sell Product 19 anymore, so we don't have that. And then I ate some old, I'm talking about probably purchased in July Halloween candy, and that's gone, too.
Oh, well, what kind of candy did you have?
Well, she had the mix of Three Musketeers, Snickers, and Twix.
Excellent mix.
Yes. I'm only...
Everyone can agree that, even the boss.
I'm a Snickers guy. So I ate all the Snickers.
Oh, and you cherry picked.
Yes. And there's only and I realized that my mom is a Snickers lady as well. It runs in the family. Because there was no candy left once that was done. Everything else was just like three Musketeers and four Twix.
Well, you know what? I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been like Laffy Taffy.
I gave my mom the heads up. Yeah. I said, Mom, your fridge is empty. I almost died of no sustenance.
Touched everything and I'm gone now.
But they get back today, God willing.
They're still in Florida?
Oh, they're coming back. You know you really love your family when you're supposed to be there for 2 weeks and you come home early.
Yeah, they cut it short. You know what it is? It's sort of, it's a window. We're there for a 2-week window that we may cut short. You
well,
never
also,
can tell.
I'll give you another factoid of my wonderful family. By the way, if my mom catches the old Alzheimer's or whatever it's called,
yeah. when you the forget, old Alzheimer's,
yeah, when you forget
dementia,
yeah.
Oh, she got the old Alzheimer's.
Got a full camera system at my parents' house,
right?
Because I'm afraid she's going to slip and fall, and then I'll find her on the foyer 3 days later.
Yeah, like she did in Florida.
Yeah
on a pony.
So again, this happened before she fell. And
Oscar's mother went to town tripping on a pony.
I have full access on my phone to every part of the house.
Okay,
I'm afraid,
honest, while you were there, did you watch yourself?
Well, no, while I was there.
What am I doing?
Look at me. I'm on the floor. Don't do that.
While I was
good looking.
While I was there, I re-angled a few cameras. Because we had one that was a little cockeyed, I remember,
sure.
because when I was in Florida checking up on the house.
Yeah.
And then I realized that my mom at my sister's house was leaving the oven on, so I set up an oven cam so I can make sure that she turns off the oven.
You know, and even that is better than watching the Giada De Laurentiis show.
So
did she know this?
So yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, she knows this.
Can you turn the oven off?
There's nothing sexier than watching your mom in her nightie making a little late night tea, let me tell you.
Now, here's a question. Oh, so she's leaving the stove on, not the oven.
The stove.
Is it a smart stove that you could turn off with your phone?
No.
Oh, that's what you
but
need.
But there's a hard line I can call and say, hey, old lady, you've done it again. Go turn off the stove. Because for the first time ever, my mom is starting to use her smartphone.
Right.
And she ordered a Uber, as she calls it.
That's the car service.
Because she can't say Uber. She said El Uber.
Yes.
And so she says, I can't find El Uber app because she was putting H-U-B-E-R.
She was actually putting in the, are you sure it wasn't a J?
No, it was El Uber.
I see. And, because I think J would also be pronounced
yes,
Uber.
Or like
it?
Julio,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But for some reason, some foreigner at her work said it's Uber, so it's H-U for her.
Okay.
And I said, Mom, don't worry about it. I'm going to go ahead and send you, as the classy son I am, Uber Black to take you to the airport.
Always
right?
color
yes.
with you.
And this town car shows up. My mom, who, you know, for full context of this story, just retired on the Thursday before she was flying out on Friday. Right.
Okay.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She's worked too long.
Life well lived.
My skinflint father should have had her retire years ago, but now
well,
it's time.
He's got other families to support.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
That has been alleged, and we don't know, and hopefully that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a will, and it says nothing about another family, unless it's in a different language
well,
somewhere
another
else.
Will.
Well, there's a will that says, I leave this to the wife that remembers to turn the stove off.
Two wills. Hopefully not. But I'm watching my mom on camera leaving because a stranger's picking her up, right?
Right, of course.
And my mom, like Zsa Zsa Gabor, rolls out.
Rest in peace.
Rolls out of the garage with her two bags for the 2 weeks she's going to be around.
Right.
I see the Uber driver struggling to put these bags in the trunk because she's bringing rocks.
Well,
and when I
did
tell
she
you,
bring? Did she bring baked goods? Because well, I know there's traditional.
I'm going
baked goods.
To tell you how foreign she is when
okay.
I when we get to that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did not mean to read ahead.
Yes. So I get an alert on my phone that says motion detected on your garage cam because we have one in the garage and we're outside the garage, and I proceed to watch
it's like
my
like a Spielberg movie.
I
like
proceed
a prison. Yeah.
to watch my mom.
Yes.
Get into her Uber, like into her Uber, like she is some sort of royalty because a car is picking her up. And if you, and look, to be fair, if you've never been picked up by a limo or a black town car,
yeah, listen up, pony.
It's pretty special, right?
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. You're like, whoa, I've really come up in life.
Mm-hmm.
She gets in the car, the guy puts the bags in the back of the trunk,
yes.
and she rolls out.
Okay.
She rolls out without closing the garage.
Oh, no.
Well,
it's not like anything's ever been stolen from.
Yes!
I know.
Everything gets stolen. A snowblower, cars get broken into. It's the worst.
Everybody's going by and they say, what are we going to get from that lady's house and fence tonight?
Olney, Maryland is not what it used to be, right?
That's right.
So I get an alert and I'm like, oh, F.
Right.
The old lady thought she was on the set of Dynasty, and she forgot to close her garage because she jumped in her limo and rolled out, right?
Linda Evans.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
the help will take care of this.
I call my mom, and she's in the car. She's like, this is a beautiful car. And in Spanish, este caro, muy lindo, gracias, mijito, por ayudar a tu mamá, which is basically thank you for treating me like a queen, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, thanks for leaving the garage open, lady.
Thanks for treating me like a queen, to which Oscar replies, well, you better work on your memory, your highness.
Yeah, no time to turn around because she's already on 32 right. on the way to BWI.
Right, a beautiful road.
So now it's the grand tour of calls to neighbors saying, hey, I know this is probably inconvenient in the middle of the day.
Call cakes?
That was my last call, thank God. My neighbor Kevin, big winner, MVP, says, I'm home. I'll go over and lock it up for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right? That's cool.
That's one.
Okay.
Two.
Yeah.
My mom arrives to Florida. We have that great holiday.
Yeah, pause for one second. Yes. Why do I even plan a show, Pony? I just want to. Oh, but keep going. Keep going. Amazing. I love it.
My mom arrives to Florida. She's high-fiving everybody about retirement.
Sure. And the fact that you treat her like a queen.
She's swearing up and down that she closed the garage, and then I'm showing her video evidence of her getting into her town car like she is the queen of England.
You're playing video back?
I'm playing it back. I see.
Largo Hermano.
Yeah, this is you. You're the la mujer, and you, dos caminos, and you took one instead of the other. You'd even turn back to look at the garage because you thought your driver, who, by the way, is probably just doing this to pay his bills, was going to close the garage for you. You just jumped in
That's
the
right.
car and rolled out.
That's right. Mr. Carson, can you please shut the garage door?
Yes. Jeeves will take care of it. Right. Meanwhile, the guy's name's Ralph, yeah. right?
If anything is stolen, we'll just replace it with money.
And he looks like Rofo with a wig on, right?
Oh, so you're turning me on now. Yeah.
So then I'm like, Mom, these drivers, they're not like hired, they're people.
It is a car service. Yes. You don't have a butler. He's not buttling for you.
So she's in retirement mode and I've been.
And vacation mode.
And vacation mode, right? She stumbles on the My Little Pony. We got to go to the hospital.
That's right.
Like, it's a whole thing.
Sure.
And the day before I leave, it's budget time, right?
Now, this is what I have been most fascinated by. I'm glad we've gotten here.
And do we need to start the show? Because the budget's going to get deep.
Let's start the show and then we'll talk budget. All right?
If you have a parent, remember, there aren't pensions anymore. We're all going to have to deal with this.
Viable advice. We're back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ed Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
Oh, please hold.
Ed Rooney.
Ed, this is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. No, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand. It's all right, Grace. It's Ferris Bueller, little twerp. I'm going to set a trap and let him fall right into it.
Did you say you wanted to see a body?
Yeah, that's right. Just roll her old bones on over here, and I'll dig up your daughter.
Ed Rooney's office.
Hi, this is Ferris Bueller. Can I speak to Mr. Rooney, please?
I'll tell you what, dipshit. You don't like my policies, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Ed!
Pucker up, buttercup.
What?
Ferris Bueller's online, too.
I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do.
Well,
I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
I didn't think I was talking to you.
I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What do you want?
Asshole.
You're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, God damn it.
Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir.
That's better. You just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com, online, on air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. So, Oscar, I know you can tell because you've been filled with compliments. Got my hair cut this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, looking pretty smooth.
Looking smooth.
And as I said on Facebook, much easier to put on a hoodie when you have a freshly shaved head. But I went to the barber shop and there was nothing to read. Horrible. Mm. Like a 2-year-old episode of Sports Illustrated. Yes. And I said, this is nonsense. But luckily, I had my smartphone and I had my texture.
Ooh.
And while I waited for everyone in the world to get their hair cut, I had access to all the greatest magazines in the world. Let me tell you about Texture. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. It's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. It's like I had 200 magazines in my pocket. Texture is searchable so you can mark what you like, check out back issues, view bonus video content. It even curates articles and magazines just for you. It's normally $9.99 a month. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day trial absolutely free. So why on earth would you subscribe to just a couple magazines when you can have all of the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? And since Texture is entirely digital, it's environmentally friendly, and you won't have stacks of magazines all over your house or barbershop. Plus, you can share Texture with the whole family. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners 14 days free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 2 weeks free to try Texture. No charge when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. I got to catch up on my Rolling Stone. It was
boom,
great.
Bam.
Love Texture. Now,
cool.
Does your mom have $9.99 in her budget to subscribe to Texture? That's what I want to know.
And look, we get really private here on the show, but
we peel back. We peel back.
Just a window into anyone's soul.
Sure.
And anybody's personal budget. Mm. And, you know, the gripes that come with having and the trials and tribulations of having your parents get older, right?
And it is something we all deal with. And you know what? It's a blessed problem to have.
Yes.
It means you still got
yes.
your parents.
Absolutely, right? Mm-hmm. So my mother, who is an immigrant as I am.
What?
And we didn't show up on a shutter, as many people have alleged on the show, across the Rio Grande. We actually flew in via Eastern Airlines. Remember that?
I remember, yeah. Yes. I believe they closed right after your flight.
There is something called a pension for you younger kids, especially millennials.
Yeah.
Companies would, if you spend enough time with them, let's say 20 or 30 years, mm-hmm. they would end up giving you a pension for the rest of your lifetime.
Yeah,
right?
I got a pension from CBS, except they called it severance pay. It was limited.
Are there still pensions to this day? I don't know if that's the case, and I don't want to paint with a broad brush. I think they are not as prevalent as they were when our parents were working.
No, and I think also you have to be with an old school company.
Yes.
I'm not, and I think it's sort of a thing of the past, and I think they're fading away slowly.
Yeah. Yeah. So my father has a solid pension because he spent 25 years with the World Health Organization,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
My mother does not have a pension. And you would think, hey, you know, your father should really be taking care of your mother, which he is.
Sure.
But since we are also grown children and my mom sacrificed so much for us, mm-hmm. we don't want my mom to want for anything.
Well, that's
right?
natural. That's
except
natural.
For traction when she's walking around these days.
That's right.
Because you don't want her taking another spill.
Don't mm-hmm. don't hook your toe on a
yes.
tiny saddle.
So we sit down at the dining room table,
uh-huh.
and it's my brother via FaceTime
okay.
With his new little baby. And it's my sister.
How's the baby doing? Good?
Sebastian's doing great.
That's amazing.
Yes, I can't wait to see him. I won't be taking any days off to go see him, so I'll be via FaceTiming for some time.
That's cool.
But, you know, that's the magic of technology. Before, I couldn't even see my nephew or niece unless I drove to Pittsburgh.
That's
right?
awesome.
So my sister, my brother, and myself are all game planning, and we're looking. We have full access to my mom's finances. My
uh-huh.
father's there as well. And everybody, like, we're negotiating a peace treaty and putting some sort of a mandate down of what we're going to contribute monthly, right?
Right. Now, you are in a different strata
yes.
than your siblings.
Yes.
Is it an and tell me if I'm overstepping.
It's fine.
Is it an even split?
So initially it was an even split, and because Guilty Fantana doesn't want to say sorry, I didn't take the medical route. I can't afford this.
Guilty Fantana is the half brother.
Yeah, yes. And I was embarrassed to say that number. I'm barely paying the mortgage.
At what point did you say, now are we talking monthly or yearly?
I said, Shannon's a yoga instructor. What do you think we're doing? I need more jobs to do this.
You're downward dogging me, dude.
I need more consulting gigs. Please, baby Jesus, give me some time.
Do anybody in this room need to rent a studio?
Yes. I can rent her a room. She can come live with us.
That's right.
So as I'm, and I think my brother, who is more pragmatic and conservative out of all of us.
Okay.
Said, hey, just throwing this out there. Oscar's broke. We're not. Let's do something that's equitable to him. And I was like, that's really rude, but true.
Yeah.
I appreciate you bringing that up.
So they're turning it from like a Senate situation to a House of Representatives.
Yes.
You're being represented by the population of your bank account.
I'm Puerto Rico.
Yes.
They are states of the homeland.
Okay.
Right?
I need help.
Yeah. I might be going bankrupt. Now, I could turn it around one day.
Sure.
But I'm still coming up like 7-Up. Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I said.
Nice simile.
I said, look. You know, I can handle, like, you don't have to treat me like the stepchild.
Right.
Because I decided to go into this instead of saving lives and putting people to sleep for money.
Oscar, I think in a small way we are saving lives.
And putting
people to sleep for money.
So, good point. My mom says, I don't need anything.
Oh, boy. Right? This is going to happen
now? The big
now?
Fist comes down.
Of
the big
course.
Latin fist.
Sure.
Right on the table. First... Everybody, like, got quiet.
Sure.
And we said, well, what do you mean? And she says, I have savings.
Aha!
Aha!
The game changer.
Yes.
L game changer.
Yes. And then we said, savings? Like, we have access to all your accounts.
Right.
And she says, not all of them. And we're like, man.
Secrecy.
Like, secrecy.
Yeah.
Like, and in my eyes, I'm like, thank goodness, lady. I can't tow you around. Like, I have too many mouths to feed already. One of them's barely working, Shannon. She doesn't eat much. You know, I'm over. What is it? What's the word called when you're over? I'm overextended.
You're overextended.
Yeah, just too much going on. And my mom pulls out a number from her savings.
Right.
Right.
How do you not know about the account?
Again, don't read ahead.
I'm not, but
yes.
It's befuddling.
From her savings.
Yeah.
That is less than $2,000.
Those are her savings?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You see, I thought the reason I was so excited is this was, and I was going to ask if it was a Latin thing. This is so totally paralleling this week's episode of Modern Family. Because
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were Jay, who was played by the guy from Married with Children,
yes.
and Sofia Vergara, were planning their estate and what would happen if they were to go and who would take care of the kids. And she says, I have money you don't know about. And she essentially had a bug out bag because she, and she left a video behind that says, if I'm missing, my husband is to blame. But she had in a purse in her closet $40,000.
Okay. Wish my mom had that.
Okay,
in
but
a
it's
shoe
a
shoebox at home.
What
she
it
has
is-
a little less than $2,000 in 20s.
So what it is a similar method,
yes.
but totally different execution.
Because my brother said, we have access to all your accounts. Where's this account? She goes, oh, está en la caja, basically in the box, and we close it. And then my brother's like, well, how much have you saved? She goes, casi $2,000. And my mom thought that she was dropping a bomb, like she had $200,000 saved up.
Right.
And my brother was like, you can't survive off $2,000. Right?
Oh, right.
My God.
So did she really? I mean, she was just in the world of business.
My mom has no concept of money.
Wow, I guess
not. It might as well be pesos to her.
Yeah.
So at that point, every red flag was drawn.
Right.
And my dad said, Yoli, Yolita.
I mean, small Yoli.
That is wonderful that you've put these shekels together.
Right.
But this is not the way things are going to roll.
That couldn't even pay for El Snowblower.
No, that doesn't pay for anything. And then, but if the idea that we thought we won the lottery somehow.
Yeah, you really had figured out that you had it all set.
Because there was a good 5 minutes of her like doing math of her shoebox and what was happening. We're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And then she had less than 2 G's in her hand. And I'm like, okay, now you have to leave the conversation.
Yeah.
Because things have gotten much worse than they were when we started.
Yeah.
And we all start rattling off dollars that are possible from our accounts.
And
right?
I don't think things have gotten worse, Oscar. Actually, they've stayed the same. But what has happened is there has been a tremendous disturbance to the plot line where you went from things are going to be okay to things are going to be great.
Things are worse.
And now the fact that it's back to normal makes it seem worse.
So we start itemizing where we can cut. Right.
Does she live an extravagant lifestyle?
No! That's the worst part! She's buying things off the Home Shopping Network that she doesn't need.
So what you need to do is take away cable, and that will solve that problem and save $18 a month.
But then you've got the HSN, and then you've got the one that comes on cable, that the regular TV.
Yeah.
There's another one.
It's 7-4 or something.
It's a whole thing.
I'm with you.
So we all go around. We figure out how much money we can actually put in. My dad, who is a lovely man, but still a skinflint. We have to beat him down like a pinata.
Parsimonious.
To get some more dollars out of him.
Sure.
I was like, hey, Dad, you spend half your life in Bolivia. Pony up, buddy. Somebody's got to pay for this.
It would be so great if every month he actually sent a pinata with money in it.
Yeah, and then
you could blindfold your mother and give her a stick.
He came through with flying colors.
Attaboy.
Like he's paying alimony for some reason. You're still married, by the way, old man. And then
sometimes marriage is just as tedious as alimony.
And then so then we get everything together, and then this is the old rope-a-dope. And Mom, I know you'll never listen, but know this, that we've given you a budget. And for those of you at home planning this awkward conversation in the future with your siblings or yourself, give them less because they're going to spend more.
Okay, you need to clarify.
Okay, so we have put together a monthly budget for her that is X amount.
Okay.
But we only told her it was X amount.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
The old rope-a-dope.
Mm-hmm.
Because
given $40 for an entire month, she will be forced to live on $40 a month.
Yes.
Because that's what she's got.
And let's see how well she does, because if another box fan shows up at the house that we don't need, we're prepared to cover it.
Okay.
Right?
So you've got a plan.
We've got a plan.
You've built in a cushion.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, my job, because I can't... we can't afford to give as much as my sister and brother do.
Right.
And my father does. My job is to go and monitor the packages that arrive to the house.
And well, you can use the camera.
Like with the cameras, right?
Well, I don't think the cameras are going to allow you to monitor the actual packages.
If you get a ring.
I will get a notification when something is dropped off because there's a camera above the front door.
Okay.
And my brother said, all you have to do with Mom is go to the house the weekend of the package to being delivered of the week.
Every Saturday.
Count the boxes and say, I found a better price on Amazon, and she will send it back.
Okay, but then she doesn't ever get the replacement?
She forgets about it.
Uh-huh.
She forgets about it.
Yes.
You just send it back.
Good plan.
Because something else is going to come, right?
Right, exactly.
And I just say, oh, the better price is over here. She goes, I'm telling you, you don't need to show it to her on the computer.
She's just like, tell her.
You're right, son. Let's get the better price.
What is the what does she buy most? You mentioned box fans. I know printers have been a thing in the past.
She bought a smoker barbecue the size of this studio.
Yeah, yeah.
We have never smoked anything at our house.
Yeah. Sounds like she might be smoking something now.
She bought it in the dead of winter.
Of course, that's when the prices are good.
Dead of winter.
Yeah.
The box was as big as a refrigerator, and I walked in there, and I called my brother, and I said, hey, man, there's a big box in the living room, and it's a big smoker, and it's the size of our deck. What do I do? He goes, tell Mom there's a better price. So I called my mom in Florida. I said, I found a better price for this big smoker. What do you want me to do? He said, send it back. We saved $700.
Fantastic. And
so,
you know what?
Amazing.
The only thing that's sad is you'll never get the call you're waiting for, which is son, come over. We're having brisket.
No. No, she was never going to make it. She just likes staring at it,
yeah,
knowing it's there.
She got, you know what? She got sucked in by the sales pitch.
Oh, I look, I'm with you. I get it. But for those of you at home, start game planning now.
Now's the time.
Not when they're retiring and falling down. It's not a good time then. And when they tell you they have savings, Ray, it's always going to be less than 2K.
2K.
It's never going to be anything you really wish for.
The future is now. All right, well, I'm glad. You know what? Valuable advice. I know people are glad they tuned in.
I had to get
it
off my chest, man. It was killing me.
I was going
to
give you $200 for that smoker. Oh, well, stick around. When we come back, I got the worst weekend of my life, Adam. I'll tell you all about it. It's after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Show fans, how many people actually saw Porno Dan make a porno?
Really?
Yeah, it was nasty. I got the hell out of there. It was gross. You know where it lost me?
Where?
So he's doing his thing, right? He's doing his thing. And, you know, he's around all these people. And in the middle of doing it, and he looks up at us while he's doing it.
Hey, when you were at the Porno Dan shoot, was it like being at a Gallagher
show?
Was it like being at a Gallagher show?
We're not doing a recall on that. Pleasing your friend. Pleasing your friend. Stop pleasing him.
Pleasing myself on this one.
I'm done talking about it. I'm not proud of that.
That was all self-pleasure right there.
Bring your smocks.
Exactly.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Funny we should play that bonus promo. This week is such a great bonus show because we cover about 10 so different topics.
All over the polar opposites.
I mean, really crazy stuff.
Like fun and then like kind of sappy and then fun and then completely naughty.
Yeah, it's great. The bonus show is the best. And if you have not yet subscribed, you must do it. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or even give the TMOS bonus package. And if you haven't heard of it, here's what it is. Every week we record a sixth show.
But the sixth show is not like the five shows. It's actually a place where we can talk about the race year subject matters.
Yeah, and
in the
it's
world.
No commercials. It's uncensored. Yes. And it is so, the word that I always come back to, organic.
Yeah.
Because even though I prep the show every week, when I sit down, I have no idea where it's going to go. Absolutely none. So you got to check it out. And if you subscribe now, you can still get the Christmas album with it. Get it for a full year, $69.99. And that is a 25% savings. It's all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just look for the banner, mark TMOS bonus packages. And when you sign up, you are good to go. Make 2017 the best year ever. Give yourself a little extra laughter in your life.
Can I just quickly, and I agree with you.
Please.
The bonus package, by the way, helps pay for the tuition at the Robert H. Smith School of Business, so I appreciate that patronage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get a lot of backlash for what I just dropped about my family? And
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Was it horrible? Because I'm sitting here now, I have this Latin guilt.
No! No, I mean, all of the stuff is rooted in the fact that you care.
Yes. I care for those listening right now because eventually our parents get old.
Yes.
Right? And
yeah.
If God willing, they have a pension and a retirement fund. But look, when we got off that Eastern Airlines jet with our satchels and our little bags and our little suits, no one ever said this is a 401k.
That's right. Little suit, very thin tie, short pants.
We didn't get that. Yeah.
Knit wool.
But the thing is,
all
Oscar,
wool.
The reason that
all
they,
knit wool.
The reason, that's right. If you were at our bonus show, if you were at our show at the improv, you realize that until Oscar was 15, all of his clothes were crocheted.
Yeah. Out of llamas.
The reason your family pulled up stakes and came to America is the same reason you're doing this for your mom. It's because they care.
Yeah.
You love your family and you want the best for them.
I just
want
to get that hot phone call from my brother or my sister saying, why'd you put our business out there?
No. They're not going to.
They don't listen.
Nobody listens.
You know what? They don't listen.
You might as well be in witness protection when you're on the show talking about your family. They're not going to hear that.
And you should have heard. And I'm sorry for monopolizing.
I love this.
All right. I have to.
This
is
chapter three.
This is chapter three.
I love it.
So we have a New Year's tradition where we eat the fricassee, the Spanish, the Bolivian soup, right?
We have been through this before. Yeah. It is a complicated traditional recipe of your homeland that is prepared and ready to go at midnight,
yes,
right?
At midnight, right? Mm-hmm. So what we usually do is, as we do at Christmas and Thanksgiving, is go around the table and we toast and thank our family and friends for everything that's gone well and talk about the good and the bad, right?
I think it's probably one of the nicest traditions you can do on New Year's.
Yes. Everybody played by those rules. except for my mother.
Now, I would think, and maybe I'm just a rube,
yes,
but I would think that your mother would be the one who instilled that tradition.
This is on the heels of the budget talk.
Oh, so right? It's fueled by
fueled
that.
By, right?
Okay, yeah.
So she's going around the room saying how wonderful everyone is and how she's thankful everyone's taking care of her. And she gets to my wonderful, my beautiful, my kind, my just salt to the earth. Is that what it is?
Salt of the earth.
But, damn it!
But you know what? Describing, I think who I know you're describing. And salt of the earth is not her. She's more elegant than that.
She's down to earth.
She is down to earth. But she's,
I don't know if her salt, but she's down to earth.
Well,
right?
I don't know. I'm not allowed to eat a lot of salt. So,
she gets to Shannon. And I can't.
Do you have at this point any dread? Because they have a past. You have to admit.
Because this is 4 hours after the big budget meeting.
Yeah.
And Shannon's sitting at the table as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she, unfortunately, has chosen a path in life that's going to bring $0 to the household.
Right.
So that leaves us at a disadvantage because we don't have a dual income, right?
Right.
Bottom line.
Okay.
And
so you're saying that a house that has two doctors in it makes more money
than a DJ and a yoga instructor.
Disc jockey and the yoga instructor.
Blow my mind.
Hey, yes.
This fall on CBS, it's the disc jockey and the yoga instructor.
So, my mom.
See them squeak by. He's the little boy who didn't make his mortgage payment. But you have to have, I mean, what I'm saying is we've discussed at length
prepared.
In the past. You're prepared. There might be some dread because has been an issue in the past between those two.
We were the
two strong women.
She got out of the car and walked away. They had a fight.
She tried to get a Uber. And
L Uber.
My mom goes around and we're last because we're the youngest outside the little kids,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's thanking everybody for taking care of her. She's on the Santana 401k plan,
right?
Which is basically us paying for her. And there's no rollover because we're just going to roll into her account every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets to me and she goes, "And hijo, yo sé que quieres dar más," which is, you know, and son.
What's hijo?
And she's looking, she basically said, "And son, I know you want to give more."
Okay. All right.
"Pero yo sé que Shannon, I know that Shannon no está haciendo lo que ella tiene que hacer," isn't doing her part.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
No. Well, at the moment when you're supposed to be giving thanks, telling the things that you are the most thankful for.
She
the things are blessings.
She aired her grievances like Festivus.
I was going to say, now is the time for the airing of the grievances.
And
right.
I, at this point, under the table, reach for Shannon's hand and hold it in the most caressing yet firm manner possible.
Okay, when you grabbed her hand, was it to show that you loved her or to restrain her from going over the table
It was both the goon hand and the actual let's remember this will pass.
Right.
Like a soothing goon hand, if there's such a thing, right?
Soothing goon hand is the star of the disc jockey and the yoga instructor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my mom is saying,
"Was there resistance? Did she try to stand?"
No. She squeezed it even harder.
Good girl.
She said, "You're gonna pay for this later."
Yeah.
And
she's had trouble with this bird before.
And my sister is, God bless her, because she's a fan.
Right.
Who wouldn't be want to be? And she's like, "Hey, mom, like," because my mom is saying this in Spanish and then translating it in English.
Oh,
right.
God.
So there's no loss in translation. She wants her to know that she knows.
And she's also hired someone to stand by her and do sign language.
Yeah.
It's like a PBS broadcast.
And, you know, and I, at this point I said, "Mom, like you," I said, you are our queen. I said, I love you. I said, "I don't think this is the time or place, and it is unfair for you to bring this up at this point."
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then she pulls the, "What do I know?
Oh, no.
I'm just old and retired."
Oh, no.
"And I fell 2 days ago." Like she then now she's the infirm, right?
She didn't blame the head injury for the lack of judgment.
She
did
goes,
she?
"I can barely walk. I guess I can't talk anymore." And then
Happy New Year.
Yeah. So then I'm sitting there, and I this is when as a stroke of genius.
Yes.
To save my relationship and my family structure.
Wow.
I say, Mom, if you recall, you told me a long time ago that behind every man, every great man and every great woman, there is a great man and a great woman.
Okay.
I said, in front of you right now, there is a great woman that's really in back of what who I hope to be a great man.
Okay.
And vice versa. We all have our paths.
Mm-hmm.
And she started crying. She says, I hope so, because you deserve the best.
Oh, God. She pulled out everything from the mother bag of tricks.
Yes.
God.
And then my nephew, who is 11, says to Mommy Nia, mm-hmm. who is as foreign as the day is long still, though she's been here for plus 25 plus years.
Right.
Said, Mommy Nia, stop being mean.
Oh! From the mouths of babes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Unfiltered, honest, and
yes.
dead on.
And then we all cheersed. She took a swig
Toasted.
Of the wine.
Sure.
And we said, salute, and we moved on with the night. Yeah. But for the last 3 days, I've been here like, hey, remember your mom's toast when she grilled me? So just know this.
Yeah.
That the sickness... The flu, which I contracted from one of my family members, maybe the kids.
Might have been food poisoning.
It was also stress-related. Because
it does wear you down.
It just wasn't the ride I thought it was going to be to Magic Kingdom.
How was the soup?
The soup was great.
Oh, that's good.
It wasn't bad.
That's good. You see?
Yeah,
you take
that.
The good with the bad.
All right, and I'm done monopolizing the show. I'm sorry. I had to get all that out.
That was amazing.
Stosker, stop being mean. Mean when you monopolize the show. I'm going to cry. I guess I don't know how to talk. I don't
Someone
know.
Squeeze my hand.
All right. Oh, this will change the mood. Nikki Diamond.
Oh, another happy man.
We will give him a call after this. Stick around. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
Check out this week's Rob Radio. It's again a Saturday at 7 a.m. Elvis's birthday is this weekend. All Elvis music.
Rob Radio.
One of my favorite shows to put together. And you know what? All the music I play on Rob Radio, all the music I play on this show, it all comes from Amazon.com.
Yes.
It's the greatest. And use Amazon. You'll be glad if you do. But what you got to do is go through our portal. Amazon.com has everything you need and always at the best prices. Just make sure to go to our website and click the little thing that says Amazon. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way to support your friends here at TMOS. Listen, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, or what I love, use the TMOS app and click the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. That's all you do. Thank you kindly. Also, I don't mention this enough, every song we play on the Mike O'Mara Show is listed on our website. You can click right on through, buy it on Amazon. No sort of censorship or encoding platform.
Yeah.
Amazon is the best place to buy music. Do it. Help us out. We appreciate it.
Perfect.
Now, let us call Mr. Diamond, who I believe is he standing by?
He is.
Nikki, are you there? Ah, it's ringing.
He is ringing.
I wonder how his holiday was.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what? He said he goes to the diner for
Mom's
Christmas,
Diner,
right?
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Nikki, it's Oscar and Rob.
Nikki Diamond, Mom's Diner.
Hey, Happy New Year, fellas.
How
Happy
was your New Year?
Good, good. Spurlock, Bermuda Boy, Mike, how you doing?
Mike's not here today.
What do you mean?
He's traveling down from Maine.
Remember, you missed him one day last week because he was traveling to Maine. Last month he was traveling. Now he's traveling back. So no Mike today. It's Spiewak, by the way.
Not Spurlock.
Okay. But, I mean, this is a work day, right? I mean, the guy knows you can... Planes, they travel on weekends. You know, that's... You can do the schedule on right. a weekend to travel. So during the week, you can do your job. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. The guy hadn't been on in 3 months. I don't know.
Wait. Just to clarify, Nikki, you're saying that... There are planes that fly out of pretty much any airport in the country after 12 noon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying that you could get a flight that allows you not to miss the show that bears your name. Whatever. I don't know. Is he still celebrating?
Yesterday, he seemed okay.
Okay.
It's weird that he would miss two shows with Nikki, though.
Yes, yes. January 6th, he should, you know, technically you've got a point. And Nikki, you're an odds man, and you can you know exactly what the numbers add up to. So, yeah, that is true. And you know what? We're going to bring that up with Mike next time you're on. We're going to let you do that if it's possible.
I think that'd be good.
Okay. Well, hopefully I won't be on near January 16th. That's Martin Luther King Day, and I'm sure Mike will be missing 3 days for that. I have a dream that the guy shows up for work. That's my dream.
Okay. Relax.
Groundhog Day, February 2nd. That's another week. Daylight Saving. Let's come in and let's move the clocks ahead 3 weeks and not show up. Okay. St. Patty's Day. That's a no-brainer. He'll miss a month for that. Jeez.
Nikki, it's playoff time.
It is. And before we go to football, I have a question for Nikki. Yes. This is important, Nikki, because a lot of people brought this to my attention, and my jaw dropped. Have you seen the new Star Wars story, Rogue One?
No, I did read the book.
Okay. There is a very key scene right before they go in to steal the plans, and the male lead screams, "Light it up."
Well, I'll expect a check from Mr. George Lucas. Is he still involved in that outfit?
He's really not involved in the outfit anymore. But I was
Spielberg,
actually I was going
Quentin Tarantino. I don't know who does this.
It's Disney.
But it is George Lucas Limited Productions.
I was going through some paperwork though. Doesn't Pawn World own Light It Up now?
Look, me and Pawn World are in some litigation going on right now. I'd really advise not to speak about it, but people have been going to Pawn World. They've been going to Pawn World above and beyond our agreement, and I am not getting the extra money that is owed to me. So Pawn World, where everyone gets treated like crap. That's the new thing.
Hey, wait a second.
No. Are you turning on your one sponsor?
You had that client.
I don't want to do it. It's new year, new clients. That's the motto.
Okay, so you're open for a new sponsorship.
I'm open for business, people. Bring it my way.
All right, perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Very good.
I tell you what, why doesn't somebody sponsor my my trip to Houston, Texas to cover the Super Bowl for the Michael Mara show?
That'd be good. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get right on it.
You have any hot leads, Nick?
I get you guys. You guys are my hot leads. Either way.
Well, I don't want to be too blunt, but you're screwed.
If you're willing to take a bus.
If his boss was there, he could make an executive decision.
But, wait a second.
You know, I don't know.
Radio Row with Nikki Diamond.
Oh, it'd be a good show.
Whoa.
Yeah. You and the radio chick and the all those great Mike are going to be down there.
Yes.
You can be down there with all those guys.
I could talk to Ditka and all the famous players coming through.
Yeah. You can talk to all of them. You can be brought to us by Sleep Letter.
All right, look, Nikki,
sarcasm.
Nikki.
Now let's talk sports. You always get uncomfortable when we leave your wheelhouse. Let's talk sports. Wild card this weekend. What do you think of Oakland at Houston?
I think that you don't watch that game. It's the worst game of all time. There's two guys that can't play quarterback. The two teams that have no chance to win the Super Bowl. I don't even know why they're playing the game. It's a complete waste of time. Nobody cares. Don't watch that game. There's got to be something else.
Well, Oscar, you had a question about Oakland.
Yeah,
you?
So, again, I've played this game in the past and lost with this strategy. But while Connor Cook is not set to have any sort of stellar game, if he does break out, I will have a shot gambling-wise because most people wouldn't choose him as their quarterback.
That's your strategy? Yeah. Most people wouldn't choose to fly Malaysian Airlines right now. I mean, you're going to get a good deal. That's what you get what you pay for. The game's going to be 9-6. Do the math. That's 5 field goals. That's no touchdowns. Cutter kick. Cook doesn't kick. He couldn't. Shut up. Move on.
All right. Detroit at Seattle. You got your answer, Oscar.
Thank you.
Detroit at Seattle, Nick. You there? You alive?
Yeah, I'm still here. Look, God. Seattle, they're great at home, but their offense is bad. This is a 13-10 game. They just get off these games. To move to Sunday, for crying out loud. Sunday, when Mike finally returns from his...
All right, Miami at Pittsburgh. What do you got on Miami at Pittsburgh?
Well, that's a good game. See, Miami beat Pittsburgh earlier in the year, but they don't have a quarterback either. But I think Pittsburgh, fantasy-wise, light up, just get with all the Steelers. Roethlisberger, Bell, Brown, they're all going to have good games. This is a 31-15-14 kind of a game. Go Steelers.
All right, and the game I'm most looking forward to, the Giants at Green Bay.
Okay, finally a game between two teams that can actually do something. This will be a back-and-forth game. At the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is better than Eli Manning. The Packers will win 27-20. Light it up!
Oh, very good, very good. I have a question before you go. What about if I were to go in and get my toe back into the fantasy water, Jordy Ray Nelson? Can a man named Jordy actually be a successful wide receiver?
Well, he can. The Giants do have an excellent pass defense and a pass rush, but Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers are the greatest white-on-white combo since Bush. So I think they're going to have a good game. It'll be tough sledding for a while, but at the end of the day, the Packers will pull it out. Jordy Nelson will get 100 yards and a touchdown. Nikki Diamond, your correspondent in Houston for the Mike O'Mara Enterprise Network Radio Show. Light him up!
Thank you, Nick. We look forward to seeing you at the big game.
Ciao, ciao.
That is Nikki Diamond. Take it to the bank.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
He was on fire.
He sounded, you know what? I'll say this. He sounded clear of head. Well, he sounded like he was doing good.
A little less of the sauce this week, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, he's had 6 days to sober up. Hope Mike gets back soon, so he says. All right, thank you, Nikki Diamond. And again, his website, NikkiDiamond.com.
It's DiamondPicks.net.
Yeah, DiamondPicks.net.
I guess NikkiDiamond.com.
Is it still under construction?
I'm sure it's for the new year. It's got to be up and running. Well,
we
got
this running here.
Yeah. So over the holiday, when we took a week off, Carrie drove my car around a lot just because it was convenient. It was in the driveway. And a lot of short hops around the neighborhood. Yesterday, I went out to my car. You remember the car that I got from my late father-in-law.
Yeah, that free car that you had to split with your skinflint sister-in-law.
As I like to call it, and Pony, I apologize, the Ed Harrell piece of mobile.
Yeah.
Driving it around.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, I love him. Hate his car. Love him. Hate his
low
car.
Low mileage?
Pretty low for a car that age. Yeah, about half the miles of the car that I sold.
And the elderly don't drive their cars like the youngsters.
No. This car is baby. It was babied.
Yeah.
Except when Carrie took it, she says... Oh, yeah, I saw that. That might have happened at Target or the outlet malls or maybe Costco. And I said, yeah, that happened. I looked at the front of my car. The license plate is missing and the bumper is cracked in half.
Why does your wife keep messing up your cars?
I have.
She burnt down the Tahoe.
She made you sell yours.
I know.
She bought the hamster cube from Kia. And she's driving around your car?
And yeah, well, it was in the driveway, so she snagged it. And the thing is that this is obviously a comprehensive claim because she got hit when she was not in it. She says she don't know what happened.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. You know the algorithm for insurance companies. It's your accident
up,
prone.
Up, up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to bend over and grab your ankles.
And I wish she had done this before I had to replace that headlight because remember, you have to remove the fender to put the headlight in. I could have done two at once. So yeah, the amazing streak of luck with this looks like the car I drive. Quite honestly, looks like the car you'd settle for when you rent a car.
You don't have to get it fixed, though.
I don't have to get it fixed. No.
Just look, take two bolts, drill them into the broken bumper.
Well, no, the bumper is solidly on. Okay. It's just cracked in the middle.
I'll give you an example right now. I'm so beat down about living in the city.
Yes.
There is still a huge dent on the hood of my car.
Since Halloween.
When I got stomped on, right? And then one of these days that we had so much going on, I ran into a dumpster. So there's a huge dent in the back of my car.
I didn't know that.
Now, there's a huge dent in the back of my car and my hood's like impacted.
Right.
And I said, you know what? Something else is going to happen. I'm just going to roll like this.
Roll it.
And people can judge me all they want. Because I'm tired of paying the man what they think they deserve.
And you know what? If I loved the car, I'd think about it.
Yeah.
But I don't love the car. I don't love this car.
There's nothing to love. I can't wait to sell this car so I can just walk to work.
Now, this is
something. I'll be late all the time, but I'll walk.
I was so curious about the bumper and the fact that you have to remove the bumper to change a stupid headlight. I actually did a little Googling about the Buick LaCrosse, and I found something interesting. That in 2010, when they debuted the Buick LaCrosse, I always thought the name meant the cross. It did not sell so well in Canada, because what the General Motors research team did not know is that the word LaCrosse is Quebec slang for masturbation.
Whoa.
Oh,
on four wheels.
Yeah, exactly. So that car has that going for it as well. So I'm driving around in the self-pleasure mobile with no front license plate and a cracked bumper. And they had a huge rollout in 2005, and the car is, you know, a borderline luxury car for General Motors, mm-hmm. and it's a total bust in Canada because of what the name means. I was shocked. So I went a little deeper.
Yes.
And this is fun because it involves the Spanish language, which I know you're familiar with. Have you ever heard of a car called the Mazda Laputa? L-A-P-U-T-A?
I know what that means.
Oh, I know what that means because I'm Latin.
Yeah, it means the prostitute. So yeah. It's the Mazda prostitute.
Look what I picked up. I got a sweet deal on this prostitute.
Also,
did you see the one from Ford I just pulled up?
What's that?
Apparently, in Brazil, they came out with the Ford Pinto, right?
Which
is Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
But in Brazilian, Portuguese, it means tiny male genitals.
Oh, jeez.
So you didn't want to drive a Pinto.
Yeah, my dad had one. He sold it.
Better than the Lochte.
This is another good one. Honda had a car called the Fitta. F-I-T-T-A,
yes.
That they had to shorten to fit because in the Scandinavian countries, the word fitta is a rude word for a woman's private areas. Yeah. So there's a lot
and
of
the
research that goes
and
on.
The Chevy Nova was the classic. It won't go.
It doesn't
Spain
go.
Anyway.
I mean, doesn't go. So it shocks me. That's the Nova story is legendary and old. Goes back to, I think, the 60s. But it surprises me that they wouldn't. This is General Motors. Why don't they research this stuff?
I'm happy you brought this up again. This is off Inc.com.
Okay.
Coors' slogan at one point was turn it loose.
Yeah.
But in Spanish, it meant basically having diarrhea.
It's pretty accurate.
No, that'd be more of a Miller product.
I had to turn it loose.
Now, you know that when Ford was sponsoring, when they were first sponsoring American Idol, their slogan was go farther.
Yes.
But they changed it to go further because I saw this because people were just isolating where it said go fart. Ford, go fart.
And go fart her.
Go
let's,
fart.
Let's pull up his mic as he continues talking off mic.
Go ahead.
If you put a space in between the T and the H, it's go fart her.
Oh.
That's not really.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no. Doesn't make sense. You're going to fart on her? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, he's got a very sort of restricted social
you
life.
You see, women don't like that.
Unless they're with R. Kelly.
Mac. Oh, that's true. But then that's illegal. Well said, Ashley. But these global branding are big issues,
they
right?
They are, they're and why don't, issues. And it's really, that is a total ball drop, is it not?
Well, but also, I want to throw 10 people under the bus when I hear stories like this.
Yeah.
Or 100. But you have a team of marketers that are sitting there. How can you really, especially with this global audience, go through every language and colloquialism, right? That says, oh, this may not be in the Webster's Spanish English dictionary, but
this is,
it's a saying in this town that
this
means
is,
diarrhea.
But it was 2005 and it was Canada.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean,
it's like right around the corner.
The car is built in Detroit.
They're on the border.
Yes. So they need to look into
ready
this.
To invade.
But we must move on, Oscar, because before too long, this show will be over and I have to go take a ride in my beautiful Buick jerk off.
Oscar Rotzi's up next.
Oscar Rotzi is next. We will be back after this.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
Happy New Year to you. On this week's episode of our show, I get some hot, kinky emails.
Oh, you mean you get some?
I get some emails. Also joining us, Jackie Martling and music from The Rolling Stones.
Can't get better than that.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Great show. Love Tony. Love Gary. Great Check it show. Out. And it's the new year, obviously. Everyone made New Year's resolutions, and a lot of them lose weight, exercise, stress less. There's one tip that will help you succeed with any resolution, and that is to sleep better. See, most Americans don't get the right amount of sleep. You're supposed to get 7 or 8 hours of sleep per night, and science proves that getting more sleep actually makes it easier to achieve and keep your New Year's resolution. So what you got to do, sleep better, and you will benefit in other aspects of your life. That's why we love the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Mike loves it so much, he has one in each of his homes. He lives and dies by it. It lets him choose his perfect firmness, comfort, and support on each side. So it's a perfect bed for couples. So if he wants softer, or, you know, firmer, he can do that without affecting what happens with Carla's side on the other side. Sleep IQ technology tracks your sleep so you know how to adjust for optimal slumber. So whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. It's fantastic. Last night, Mike's Sleep Number setting was an 85, Carla's was a 65, and Mike's most recent Sleep IQ score was a 95, which means Mike is sleeping well. He feels great. Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at only $699.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find a Sleep Number store near you by calling 800-511-0061. Make sure that you lock your front door for safety, and make sure you close your garage door too. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Now, it is a Friday tradition unlike any other. One of my favorites. This is Oscar Rotzi.
Fellas.
Love it. How you doing?
Look, you have to indulge me. You all know.
You're so bossy.
For years now, I've been working on Big O and Dukes. I started on Big O and Dukes.
Yeah.
We have an issue.
What?
We have a live show coming up on the 14th of January.
Okay.
It's a concert.
Yeah.
Right? It's a Jam and Java. And we haven't sold enough tickets. And it's a damn shame because the Wrinkle Neck Mules will be playing the stage and we'll be there hanging out, drinking heavily.
I've heard of this band. And you know what? This is a magnificent venue. Julia and Carrie go to concerts all the time. Carrie loves this place. It's in Vienna.
Yes. Tickets are less than $20, $15. You can't go wrong. Please, if you're thinking of doing something on the 14th, come out, watch a great band, and hang out. We'll throw a few back. And I appreciate you guys for letting me plug that show here as I'm looking at the ticket count and saying, there's got to be more people that want to come to the show.
Sign up and win a free Buick LaCrosse.
Yes. Oh, by that time, that might be the case. Moving on. In entertainment news.
Oscar Rotzi.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Did you know that Tucker Carlson is taking Megyn Kelly's primetime Fox News slot?
That is a perfect example of no matter how bad you suck, if you hang around, you're going to get a job.
A local DC guy.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Who I think you and Mike saw at the Palm.
Yeah, we have. We
right?
have seen him. But also,
in DC?
Most legendary, he conducted the world's worst interview, this classic piece of Best of Don and Mike. The world's worst interview with Jackie Stallone. The actual interview that made Mike do a Jackie Stallone impression. He was so out of control, and Jackie was controlling the whole thing. I would love to find it again. Tucker is, I would say, not an inept broadcaster, but neither is he ept. He is right between ept and inept, and I'd like to see what he does with his show.
So there was a lot of rumors in that there was all these other candidates as of yesterday. Because
sure.
Because if you hadn't heard, Megyn Kelly's moving to NBC.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that they've already put him in that slot,
yeah,
that's pretty quick.
That's fast. That says to me that it was premeditated. Is he still, or that he works really cheap?
Yes.
Does he still do the bow tie thing?
He still has the bow tie thing.
Mm-hmm. That's,
absolutely.
That's his thing.
And the show may emanate from DC because he does his current show from DC.
I would think that would be possible.
Right?
You know what? That probably means it'll be emanating from Tony's building. the Channel 5?
The Fox News station.
Oh,
right
no,
here,
Fox,
the
yeah.
local.
Oh, yeah, that's where it is.
Because they don't have a corporate local, do they?
I don't think so.
Well, we'll find out. Regardless, that was breaking news as of yesterday.
And remember the prediction that my wife made that I'm standing by is that inside of 6 months, Megyn Kelly will be on the Today Show.
Yes,
that I is think a it's prediction. A good fit.
She
good
already
fit.
Is.
What?
She already is.
What do you mean she already is? Was she on it this morning?
She's going to be on the third hour of NBC's Today.
Oh, you Mac, got scooped you scooped us. Yeah.
That is excellent.
This is when I hang up my headphones.
Ay, yi, yi.
Somebody confirm that.
It's called Today's Take, the third hour.
Oh, my God.
But she can't already be on it because she's not at NBC.
Buddy, do some research here if you don't mind.
She's going to be. It's already known that she's going to be there.
Okay, that is when they really, that is when they still are trying a little bit, but not a lot. But it's not yet the Kathy Lee and
Hoda. Why would they put her on the third hour when she is A-list material? They
she
should put her on. She's
also going to get a Sunday show.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they put her on the main hour with Matt Lauer?
I bet it is. I bet it is. I bet it is two reasons at play. I bet it is hours because she doesn't want to be there at 7 and do her evening show. Ah. But also, they're going to phase her in. And this is what they do. They're going to let her put her toe in the water and say, hey, she's good. Savannah, we're going to send you on special assignment with Ann Curry.
Ah, there we go.
If that's the end game, that's what they're doing. Fingers crossed.
That's how you slowly get pushed out.
That's right. And Al Roker is still cashing his checks.
Gentlemen, I know you love Celebrity Death, not as much as I do, but the Carrie
I love it the best.
The Carrie Fisher death actually hit home during the holidays.
Yeah.
Because my sister is great friends with Trisha Fisher, right?
You met her when last holiday.
Yes,
when
but what I hadn't realized is that they had maintained their friendship throughout the move from California.
No kidding, they're still in touch.
To Florida.
Wow.
So while I wasn't going to mention anything on social media because it's not my place, my sister was in constant contact with the Fishers from when she was admitted to the hospital after her flight from London to Los Angeles.
Wow.
And having a personal back and forth. And then Carrie Fisher ends up passing.
Yes.
And then her mother ends up passing. Mm-hmm. Not Trisha Fisher's mother, because she was she was a stepsister to Carrie Fisher.
Because Eddie Fisher married everybody.
Everybody.
Right.
But the idea that these two icons passed just within 48 hours of each other.
24.
That's what grief really does, right?
And to believe her brother, her full-blooded brother, Todd Fisher, Debbie Reynolds' last words were, I want to be with Carrie.
Yeah.
Something I've never said.
You had to make a joke out of it.
Hey, you know what? I deal with grief with joy.
Jesus.
Sorry about that.
Okay, but yeah, I just wanted to give you that context.
That's amazing.
That I was in a room and these texts were going back and forth, and as things became bleaker and darker, it just seemed that it was just imminent.
Didn't you also meet Jolie Fisher at
that
party? I remember that.
Yep.
That was a great story.
I can't believe that I was actually let in a room like that. Though I was dressed like a banker, and so was the rest of my family. They probably thought we were the family that was buying the property.
That's right. I thought he was a banker.
We did not belong.
I thought he was a banker because he was handing out lollipops.
We certainly did not belong. You said you watched Rogue One twice, right?
I went and saw it in standard definition and 3D. And as a matter of fact, I crunched the numbers. Here's how I can marry myself to the Carrie Fisher death. I was watching Rogue One when she had the heart attack.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Why did you watch it twice?
I wanted to see it again because I was so taken with the end of it the first time.
Yes.
That I wanted to give the first, say, 20 minutes of it a second chance because I was not in the right frame of mind when I first saw it. Someone asked me about it. My review was this without any spoilers. The movie is 2 hours and a quarter long. It feels 2 hours and a quarter long. But once it gets going, it's a thrill ride. But I do think the first 20 minutes are slow.
I agree with you. Boom, boom, bam. I saw it twice simply because my brother-in-law hadn't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell him I had seen it already because I don't want to spoil it for him.
Sure.
And I got to see it in full IMAX. The largest IMAX theater I've ever seen was at Universal Studios. And I didn't know they could make theaters that large.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking building size screens.
The kind
right?
where you have to move your head to follow the action.
Yes.
I've been to them before.
I was blown away and well worth it the second time around. Mac, you want to tip in here?
Better. Is the 3D worth the extra dollars?
Yes.
Yeah, I think on this one it is because they had that in mind when they made it.
I haven't seen it.
And there are so many great.
Everyone dies at the end.
That's right. Except, but he's talking about the audience.
And the boat sinks.
Bruce Willis was alive dead the whole time. No, what's great about it is they had 3D in mind when they were filming it, but there are so many nods to the original trilogy, that it's neat to see those same shots reimagined in 3D. I think it's a beautiful film.
And I'll leave you with this, fellas, as we go into this age of on-demand programming, and we've grown within our own program here where you can either stream this or you can take it as you go on demand or listen to it on the radio.
Sure.
Whether you're on KCJJ or The Wave.
Exactly.
And now it looks like CBS, our former employers, are playing ball with their media programming as CBS signs up for Hulu's live streaming service.
This blows me away.
Game changer.
Finally. Yeah, I mean, because CBS is so slow to adopt a new
and
technology.
And CBS tried to come out with their own little all access portion. Mm-hmm. They're joining the Hulu bandwagon, which has been around for some time now. A former advertiser here on the show.
That's right. And Hulu is in bed with NBC as well.
And Fox.
Right.
So they're combining forces, but the CBS holdout was the last one. And now Hulu will offer a better product for the same price.
Don't you see what this means, folks? This means that wherever you go, you can watch the new Kevin James show.
Yay. Is it not good?
It's exactly what you would expect it to be.
Yeah.
If you tune in, Kevin Can Wait, and you're expecting to see what? Westworld? You're going to be sorely disappointed.
I was expecting the best, but you're telling me it's just what it should be.
Yeah. Here's what I say. I say stick with the middle. That's a quality sitcom.
That is Oscarazzi for today.
Beautiful, Oscar. Thank you so much. We come back. The final audio vault of the week. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, the new year is upon us, and it's time to gather the family around the old Neumann and talk about what's really important.
You mean video games?
Or Fallout Boy?
No. The real important stuff.
Oh no, he's going to talk about those stupid fruitcakes again.
Jeez, Dad, don't you know no one cares?
No, I want to talk about the magic of the holidays. Now, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Kinda.
Pretty much.
Well, what did we possibly miss?
The TMOS bonus package.
Blue. It's the best gift for any TMOS fan, even yourself, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
For once, Robert is right. 1 year subscription gets you full access to all of the bonus content.
Plus, on-demand video. Video access to every bonus show and access to the entire bonus show anthology.
And you get it with over 25% savings. It truly is a bonus.
Besides, Dad, it's a great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show while getting all that great content.
Just click on the banner marked TMOS bonus packages and be a part of this important opportunity.
Do it now, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to be Tiny Tim.
Dad, you're not a tiny anything.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Everybody put your hand over your heart because it's the last time that promo airs this year. We'll have it back in 2018. Life insurance means peace of mind. Everyone needs to have life insurance.
Yes.
But buying it is a hassle, and I'll be honest, it's mysterious to me. I don't understand how to buy life insurance. So where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? It's no mystery anymore. You go to PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace. Policy Genius has placed over $5 billion with a B, $5 billion in life insurance for people just like you, so they know their stuff. And they have the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. Life insurance companies. Policy Genius has a simple, user-friendly website that shops and compares all the top-rated life insurance companies to give you the best options. The website is a dream. So easy to navigate. And if you've ever thought that life insurance was some mystery, this will solve it for you because anyone can do it. Plus, they have licensed customer service team there that will help you find the best policy at the best price. And while you're there, check out their other insurance offerings. They do it all. They got health insurance, pet insurance. You got to go to Policy Genius. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, folks, you save money. Listen up. That's PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. It's Policy Genius. Life insurance made easy. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today.
Nice.
Now, the audio vault. I had these for a while, and I just found these so entertaining because I thought this is something you don't think about. When you're trying to get busy with your lady, some people have go-to music, right? the songs that are like romantic or sexy that you want to use when you're wanting to get romantic with your spouse or lover. Well, there is a website called ExoJane, and they put together a list of the worst sex songs that you can play while you're trying to get romantic. So I like to do a musical countdown every once in a while. At number five, Christian singer turned pop singer Amy Grant, Baby Baby. Not horribly sexy. So don't go with this one. So also to be thought of, if perhaps it's on the bubble, whether or not it's going to happen, this is not going to tip it in your favor. Stay away from Amy Grant. All right.
And it's Day, though. Solid song.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of...
I remember.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Oscar.
I remember the video with her and the Dalmatian and the falling
Glenn
black.
Glenn Hollis would play this and be like, yeah.
All right. But it is. It single-handedly killed pop music. But other than that, it's fine. Worst sex song number four. Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, this is not going to drop any panties.
No. Would this count as yacht rock?
This is yacht rock.
Yeah, this is solid yacht rock, and it's not getting the job done. I'm sorry. This next one is so not a sex song. Tori Amos, Silent All These Years.
Sometimes I hear my voice, and it's been he.
I might never have sex again.
That's when you've taken one for the team. Like your friend gets the hot chick.
Yeah.
And then you got the grenade.
Yep.
And then you fell on the grenade. Then you got to put this on afterwards. You're like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. You're sitting there alone. Red Solo cup. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I have two offerings for worst sex song number two because they didn't say which season. They said that the worst sex song number two is the theme to the Cosby Show. This is from the first season.
Well, there's so many ways I could go with these jokes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Too easy.
Yeah.
If Cosby's giving you a little tea and then throws this on, then it would be a sex song, I imagine.
Listen, I want you to taste this coffee. I made you a latte.
Illegal sex. Sleepy. I'm going to chew on your toes when you pass out.
All right, what is season four? Is season four any sexier? No.
This is more like the patchwork robe type of song.
Yeah,
that sounds creepier.
It does. Coming from Mac, somehow that's the creepiest of all.
Like, think about it. Cosby was all our dads.
Yes.
Right? They were like, this is our TV father.
Not just a dad, a doctor.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a tongue depressor, but I'm going to dip it in a powder first.
Dr. Huxtable had a dark side.
And you ask yourself, what is the worst sex song of them all?
Please.
According to ExoJane.com, I'm inclined to agree. Eric Clapton's ode to his late son, Tears in Heaven.
Good breakup song, breakup sex.
Yes.
You could do this. If you didn't, when you were younger, you didn't know that this was about his son dying.
That's true, but no, this is not a sex song at all.
No?
No, Tears in Heaven? No.
No, it's just like, hey, this is awesome. We're 16. We got to break up.
I'm not so sure it's awesome.
We've got to break up.
You know, got to move on. I'm going to college.
All right, so those are your five worst sex songs.
Oh, no, she was.
Yeah, and then you can play your Amy Grant song.
That was a little too much personal information.
Play that Amy Grant song. I'll do my turtle impression. Now, here is there is a country singer. He calls himself Brett Eldridge. You've heard of him.
Yes.
Brett Eldridge went for the holidays, for New Year's, went to a tropical location and posted a video on his social media. I won't name the place that he was at, and I won't name the hotel, although he did, but I don't think they're going to get a lot of repeat business, because what did he find in his toilet? An 8-foot snake.
Here we are. It's the morning. I was going to take a leak to start the day. You know, that's how you start the day. And then I walk in here, and what do we have but a beautiful New Year's snake?
Man.
Oh, he's got a big body. He's got a real big body.
He's every bit of 8 feet.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
Did he pull it out?
Yes, he did. So it's keep that in mind when you go to those tropical locales.
How did a politician end up in there?
A snake? Oh, she's making a political joke.
You know what? Lawyer, next time go lawyer.
We got to work on your timing.
Right. Here's something else that's just as funny as that joke. stop that.
You know what? Eventually, you're gonna murder Ashley. I don't want you to stop that.
Or someone will.
Literally.
All right, Concord, Massachusetts. Yes. This story
keep swinging.
Is okay. No one was hurt. Okay, yes, I have no to say that. For, but this is sad and ironic. There was a fire in Concord, Massachusetts.
Ruh-roh.
At the Concord Fire Department.
Name Barry.
They were not able to get to their own equipment, so the fire department in Concord had to call another fire department to come put the fire out. And the saddest thing is they lost a truck, but they also lost about a half dozen of their fire helmets.
Oh, no.
And what I didn't realize is that firemen that serve for their entire career, their helmets are very sentimental to them because they wear them their entire career. So here's commenting on the fact that the firehouse is burned down.
It's tough when it happens to your place. They live here. You know, when they're not at home, they're living here.
Apparently, it's hard to stand outside your fire station and wait for the fire department to show up because the guys couldn't get out onto the apparatus floor to get their gear or get the trucks. So they had to kind of just wait for the fire department to show up. Right. So until the trucks came from the other end of town.
We go through a lot of calls with our helmet. And typically when you retire, your helmet's awarded to you. So it becomes sentimental to a lot of us.
I can appreciate the irony of it, but the thing about the helmets never occurred to me. And I've known several firefighters in my life.
Well, you haven't seen Backdraft?
I've seen Backdraft, but it didn't
that
go in.
That helmet, that slow-mo of it falling and the little kid picking it up.
Yeah, but they didn't go.
$800?
$800.
Man.
Oh, that's only for a small. You should see how much mine costs.
Well, yours.
But it is interesting, though.
I feel bad for them. I think that's very sad. Let us close with this. I saved this for you. Maybe best that Mike's not here for this one. And by the way, Mike will be back on Monday because The Bachelor, that's your cup
Woo!
Of tea.
New We're back, baby, Nick.
New series.
Dreamboat Nick.
Nick meets Taylor this week.
Yes.
And Taylor has an interesting way of expressing herself. This is from the premiere of The Bachelor on the American Broadcasting Company, not on Hulu.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
How are you?
I'm Taylor.
Taylor, so nice to meet you.
I am so excited to be here. Before coming, all my girlfriends were like, no, he's a complete piece of
Okay.
But I don't believe them or anyone else who thinks
that's nice.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, it was great meeting you.
Yes, you too.
I'll see you inside?
Yes.
Awesome.
All right.
Not wait to meet her friends.
So to be clear, I don't think you're an a-hole. My friends do.
Just a little context.
Please.
Our friend Taylor, she is a mental health counselor.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh,
5'4", age 23. My early leader in the pack for these.
And we will track this throughout the season.
Women.
Yeah.
There is, if you saw it or you DVR'd it, you will notice that there is a woman in what was the left shark costume from the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But she claims to be a dolphin.
Right.
And she doesn't, because she's not a shark, she's more like a dolphin.
Okay. Right.
But throughout the day and the rose ceremony, she ends up getting a rose. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
she's
Oscar.
In that shark, the left shark outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So all you see is her face, but never her body.
Oh.
I don't know. I thought the shark outfit made her ass look great.
Like a great wife.
Yeah, that's
it.
Your magic audio
ball.
Have a great weekend, everybody. And Oscar, be honest, it's me that's the hack.
No,
thank you so much. Fun doing a show with you always. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pony. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Mac. And Mike O'Mara back in studio from his Florida locale on Monday. We will see you then.
We'll see you el lunes.
Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or send it to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it to me. That's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. So tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and for Oscar and for Pony and for everybody, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Ta-ta.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.